I want to share with you today about speaking in tongues, because the Bible says that when you are filled with or baptized with the Holy Spirit, you will speak in tongues. And I want you to be able to understand the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and you too to be able to speak in tongues like I speak in tongues. It changed my life, and I believe it's going to change your life too. So, in answer to your question of why do you speak in tongues, I want us to go to Mark 16. And I'm going to read to you verses 15 through 18. And I want you to pay close attention. I would encourage you to get your own Bible out and mark these scriptures in your Bible so you can have a reference to what I am saying, a biblical basis. If somebody asks you or if you have a question, you go to the Bible for the answer to why you should speak in tongues, why you should be filled with or baptized with the Holy Spirit. In Mark 16, 15 through 18, Jesus, the Master, spoke these words, and these were some of his last words right before he went to heaven. And this is what he said to all of his followers. He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will not by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." I want you to highlight or underline, they will speak with new tongues, because that's right from the lips of the Master Jesus. That's why if you have a red letter edition, it's in red. I would encourage you to get a red letter edition of the Bible. That was in New King James. I really was raised on King James. You can read either one, but there are other translations that will help you understand what the Bible is saying. Plus, you have the Holy Spirit as your teacher. But I want you to know that it says believers will speak with new tongues. Speaking in tongues is not for a select few. It's not for those who our pastors or in the fivefold ministry. This is for any believer. If you have made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you are saved, if you are born again, exactly like I prayed for in my previous broadcast, then you are saved. You are a believer. So there are other scriptures that the Master spoke. Acts 1:8 is another scripture that he spoke right before he parted the clouds and went to heaven to sit at the right hand of his Father. So this is what it says, "But you shall receive power," say power, "when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." In other words, what this is saying is that the infilling of the Holy Spirit will empower you. It will energize you. It will give you supernatural power to live the born-again life, the life that Jesus came to give you, John 10:10, the victorious, overcoming life that Jesus bled out for you to have. He wants you to live this, and this is what, when you receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you will be empowered to do. And what did it say? You will be my witnesses. What does that mean? That means you witness in word. You go and tell people about Jesus. Yes, that's so important. That's what we're commanded to do. And indeed, or in your lifestyle, your life is an example. Living the overcome victorious life will draw attention to other people who want to be free from sickness and disease, poverty and lack, depression, all kinds of things that the enemy has perpetrated on the earth today. So you want to do this. You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit because you want to show them by word and by deed. So Jesus spoke this in Acts 1:8, right before he parted the crowds, and he told his disciples, those followers of his, to go and wait in Jerusalem, and they did. They waited in the upper room. Now only 120 of them were there in the upper room. That included Mother Mary. It included James, the half-brother of Jesus. Also, it included Jude, the half-brother of Jesus. So there, and all the disciples, they were all there waiting in the upper room. And on the day of Pentecost, this is exactly what happened. And it's found in Acts 2:4. You can follow me in your own Bible. This is what it says. Acts 2, I'm going to begin with verse 1. And it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So that happened on the day of Pentecost. Throughout the book of Acts, you see where people were filled with the Holy Spirit. And when they were filled with the Holy Spirit or baptized with the Holy Spirit, what happened? They spoke in other tongues. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke in other tongues. Now, this isn't receiving Jesus as your Lord. That's a separate event. And you can see that in the book of Acts also. I would encourage you to just read the entire book. Read the entire book and see what these Spirit-filled believers did as a result of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So what happened was that they received, and you can receive too. But in order to receive the infilling with the Holy Spirit and speaking in other tongues, you have to ask. You have to ask to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. How do I know that? Luke 11:13, mark this down in your Bible also. It says in the NSB version, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? The Holy Spirit is a free gift for those who ask. Just like you asked to make Jesus the Lord of your life, you asked to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And what does he say? When you ask, you're going to receive. God is not a liar. He's not going to say, no, I'm going to give the infilling of the Holy Spirit to this person and not this person. No, if you're a believer and you ask, according to this scripture, you can stand on this. You will receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and you will speak in other tongues. One thing I want you to understand, there's some facts that you need to know about the infilling of the Holy Spirit. One of them is that when you are speaking in tongues, you are speaking directly to God. Did you hear me? You are speaking directly to God. That's what makes it so powerful. That's what makes tongues so powerful. Did I lose you? Did I lose you? Is that hard for you to understand? I'm telling you, it is truth. We were created in the image of God as speaking spirits. God is a spirit, and the real you, whether you realize it or not, is a spirit. And God speaks to us through our spirit. So that's very important for you to know. When you have a relationship with him, you can talk to him. You can speak his language. 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, for he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries or divine secrets. So when you speak in tongues, you are speaking directly to God. He gives you His special language that you can communicate with Him. Okay? So, one of the benefits of speaking in tongues is found in Jude 20. And it's in the back of the book. Jude, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote this. And what he said is, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Those terms are used interchangeably in the Bible. So what does it say? Building yourself up on your most holy faith. Well, something similar to that is what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, where he says in chapter 14, verse 4, he says, he who speaks in tongues edifies himself. Well, the picture in the Greek, because every word in the Greek has a picture associated with it. And the picture is like charging your battery. And that's what building yourself up, that's what edify means. Charging your battery. It's the picture, and many of us have had a car that we went out and it doesn't work. Why? Because the battery is dead. The battery needs to be charged. Well, what happens is you get jumper cables or you get a battery charger, you connect it to your battery, and then all of a sudden it's charged, and so it is effectively filled with energy, so you can go in your car. Well, that's what speaking in tongues does to you inside. It spiritually charges your battery. It charges your faith battery, so to speak. And so this is what you want to do. You want to be charged up in your faith. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So how do you charge your battery? We don't have jumper cables to our spirit. We pray in tongues and it charges our faith battery, but we have to get in the word. We have to study the word of God so we can have faith, because faith comes by hearing and understanding the word of God, Romans 10:17. Does that make sense to you? So that is a very, very good benefit, because you want to be spiritually strong. You don't want to be spiritually weak. And so praying in tongues does this. It charges your battery. It charges your faith battery. And the beauty of speaking in tongues in this way can be done while you're driving in your car, while you're doing the laundry, while you're working. It can be done anytime, because you're not talking to man, you're talking to God. And you can charge your battery. You can get, and just picture that, your battery being charged, your faith muscle, so to speak, being built up. Of course, if there's no word in there, how can you build it up? So you've got to put the word in your heart by reading and studying. Now, another benefit, and this is really my favorite, and there's so many. Next podcast, I'm going to give you seven benefits of praying in other tongues, but this one is my favorite, and it's found in Romans 8:26. Paul wrote this, and he said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our weaknesses or infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, there's a lot of information in this one verse, but I just want you to know that specifically it says, when you don't know what to pray for or how to pray for a certain situation, then this is the key. You pray in the Spirit. You pray in tongues. You pray using your prayer language. And then you know that when you do this, you are praying the perfect will of God for that particular situation. And so many times, you guys, you just run out of words to say in your understanding. If there's a situation, you don't know how to pray. Just for instance, the president and our leaders, those in authority over us, we can pray for them with our understanding. We have written prayers here, even that you can take and pray. But then you know that there's more that needs to be prayed on that situation. So you pray in tongues. You pray in the Spirit, just like it says. And see, when you pray in this way, you're praying the perfect will of God to the Father. And so it makes much power available so that things can be accomplished in the realm of the Spirit. In verse 27, Paul goes on to say, now he who searches the hearts, which is the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. If you got born again, he comes to dwell in you at the new birth. And he knows what the mind of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So that's what you're doing when you are praying in the Holy Spirit. You are interceding. You are praying out divine mysteries. You are praying out the perfect will of God for that particular situation or that particular person. Now, this is so extremely beneficial, especially when you have kids. Now, you can do it anytime, but I relate to when you have children, because there are times, you know, guys, especially when they go to college or go away on a trip and they don't answer their phone. This happened to me at one particular time that it was so useful to me to pray in the Holy Spirit. My daughter was 10, 11 hours away, and the weather was bad. I knew where she was living, going to school, and I became a little bit like, why doesn't she answer her phone? You know, a typical mom, like, I'm going to call and try to find out. The weather's bad. She's driving on icy streets, snow-packed streets. So you can see that I was calling and calling and calling. No answer, no answer, no answer. So I just began to pray in the Holy Spirit. I began to intercede for her because I knew if I did that, I didn't know the situation. I didn't know where she was. She wasn't answering her phone. And so I was not going to give place to fear and worry and all the thoughts that the enemy was putting in my head. No, no way was I going to give place to that. So I began to pray in the Spirit. So what I did, and this is the process to pray in a like this in a situation, I just pictured her in my mind's eye, and I said, Father, I am going to intercede for my daughter. I don't know where she is. I don't know what she's doing, but I know that you know, because you know all things, and I'm going to pray the perfect will of God for her, and I'm going to pray in the Spirit. And so that's exactly what I did. I sat down, I prayed in the Spirit, I pictured her in my mind's eye as I prayed in the Holy Ghost, and I prayed and prayed and prayed until I really felt a release. How can I describe that? Some people cry, some people laugh, some people just know that they're done. And that's kind of what I did. I felt like I've prayed, I believed, and now I'm going to bed. And I did go on and go to bed, had sweet, peaceful sleep, not worrying, not caring. Of course, I did find out the next day that her phone was off and that she was fine and everything was okay, which I knew it would be. Because why? Because I had interceded. I had prayed in the Holy Ghost. So I'm telling you, those are just two of the benefits of being filled with the Holy Spirit and praying in tongues or being able to speak in tongues. And I tell you, it's powerful. It will change your life to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I tell you. And next time, on the next podcast, I'm going to share with you 7 benefits of speaking in tongues. So I want you to look out and join me at that time. I thank you for joining me today, and I pray that you go back and research these scriptures, read the book of Acts, find out some more information. Until I see you again, I just want you to know I love you.